Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Walter Dean on the show called Getting It Done. And I am your host for a 1 hour of a show that you might find extremely interesting. This week's show is featuring the jazz pianist Bill Evans. He was born in 1929 and passed on at the age of 51 in 1980. Known for his arranging and composition, that's what he was able to play, certain things like cool jazz, jazz funk, bebop, and post-bop. His career began in 1950 at the age of 21 as a modern jazz pianist, mostly in trios. His ability as a harmony specialist with all types of inventive interpretations or traditional music with block chords is considered to be the most outstanding of any jazz pianist. His playing still influences pianists today. By the way, he was a classical trained pianist and studied at Southern Louisiana University and received his degree in 1955. Basically, got known when he joined the Miles Davis Quintet in 1958 and was a part of the greatest jazz group that was ever put together when they recorded Kind of Blue. Now, I think I've talked enough, but I just want to give you some background information on one of the greats who's no longer with us. Let's get started and listen to some of this man's stuff.
Season at Ronnie Scott's club, they had a table overlooking the piano keyboard, which was reserved especially for piano players, and it was full every night. Few pianists in recent years have had a more pervasive influence, an influence which began behind his, I suppose, when he worked and recorded with Miles Davis in 1958. Since then, he's concentrated mainly on trio work, and the trio which we're presenting on Jazz 625 tonight has been together for 2 years. Let's go over and meet the musicians now. On bass, Chuck Israel. Larry Bunker. And on piano, the lead himself, Bill Evans. Bill Evans here with an opening number called Elsa. Thank you. Sessions sometime interpreted by the Bill Evans Trio. On bass, Chuck Israel is 29 years old, with experience that goes far enough back to include working with the late Billy Holiday, a superb technician who handled the double bass as easily as if it were a guitar, which is a nice change from guitar players who handle the guitar as if it was a submachine gun. Chuck Israel is one of the reasons why musicians have come really away from performances by the Bill Evans Trio in a mood poised between elation and utter despair. Here's the trio now in Come Rain or Come Shine.
Thank you.
To Getting It Done. This is Dr. Walter Dean, and we are featuring today
none other than the great Bill Evans, who died in 1980 at the age of 51. He was a true jazz pianist, played with Miles Davis. That's when people first started paying any attention to him. But he started working back in 1950 during the bebop period. However, what you've been listening to was something he recorded back in March 19, 1965, where his trio was on the BBC studio in London. He played a couple of sets there and what was called the Jazz 625, which is now legendary. The combo, which featured Evans on piano, Chuck Israel on bass, and Larry Buckner on drums, played two sets, including most of the songs from their just-completed album that was done in 1965. Now, you know what I like to do? You've heard what he sounded like in 1965. Let's see if we can go back and see what he sounded like in 1957.
Thank you.
That was in 1957 with Tony Scott on a clarinet and from an album called A Day in New York. That particular song on that album is called Blues for an African Friend. For those of you who are unaware or do not know anything at all about Billy Evans, but at that particular time, Billy
was on drugs,
heroin, I think.
And you could tell by the song. In fact, he was the creator of that particular song. And but so when you listen to something as crazy as that, you really get an idea of what this man could really do on a piano, and also in his creation of various sounds. So the thing that I'm going to do now, what I'm really trying to do, and I'd like to see if I can be able to accomplish that, I'd like to pull him up and see if we can pull up some songs that, in a moderation, that one was in 1957, and we're going to see if we can see what he continued to sound like later on. This was in 1958 with an orchestra. Billy Evans, Paul Brandeis, Junior Jazz Festival.
Thank you.
Orchestra, and that was at the Brandeis Jazz Festival in 1957.
He wrote that song, arranged it for all of the instruments in the group, and besides that, one of the, I think on Vibes, was a gentleman by the name of Don Elliott, who is not known for playing with somebody else, but in this particular case, he did. It gives you an idea of the ability that this man has had, and actually the way that he is able to treat not only the music that he played, but the music he wrote for others as they would listen to what he would do. And I'm going to try to do as much of Billy Evans as possible, but with time will basically run out. Here's an album that he did called Bill Evans Portrait in Jazz in 1960.
Thank you.
Piano, of course, with our featured artist today, Bill Evans, who was sitting in, and I guess this is when they first met. But I wanted you to hear how this man from Portrait in Rain or Come Shine. Thank you.
Evans, Billy Evans and his trio, Portraits in Jazz, recorded in 1960. And what I'm going to try to do before we get off, we only have a mere bit of moments left.
Is it going to turn?
See if I can get him to play for us some another album here that he did called Birdland, and that was done in 1960 also. So here's Bill Evans and his trio and the 1960 Birdland Session, as it's called. Let's pull it on up and hear it.
YouTube TV, watch like a fan. Thank you.
We have featured today a giant among giants, the great Billy Evans. That last song was done at the Birdland Live in 1964. So bad we could not have had him longer with us. However, drugs will take a toll. He was able to kick the habit, but he was a very, very sensitive man. And if you ever see somebody, or if you ever see any pictures of him playing the piano with his head bent down, he was just so intense and listening to what he was doing. We're going to try to conclude the show with one of his last pieces that we are going to do. And we only have about 5 or 6 seconds, but we'll close it with this show with Billy Evans.